Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Feige has hit him big time.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
Y'all have great pulse of the city, and I really love listening to your show.
With John Lopez and Landry Locker, you're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader. Sports Radio 610.
Oh my gosh. We start the show off with breaking news. The Deshaun Watson brand has hit a low. Yesterday, Nike said we are suspending our relationship with you. Beats by Dre. That carries the name Dr. Dre. Not quite the model for good treatment of women. Peace out, Deshaun. We want nothing to do with you. Reliant Energy. Reliant Energy. Peace out, Deshaun. We want nothing to do with you. H-E-B.
Man.
We are parting ways with Deshaun Watson, but it hits a new low minutes ago because Deshaun Watson's voice has been removed from the In the Loop intro.
Oh,
Deshaun Watson, it's one thing to lose that Nike endorsement. It's one thing to lose the Beats by Dre and all these local endorsements for the star quarterback in H-Town. But when your voice gets removed from the In the Loop intro, the number one show in Houston, Texas, shout out to the Loopholes. If you listen, you are one. That is the low point of the Deshaun Watson brand crumbling, John Lopez.
It is. I mean, we're talking In the Loop. We're talking Loopholes. We're talking Sports Radio 610, the worldwide leader in local sports. I'm tweeting this out. Should I? Because I know what our Loopholes are going to say at 713-572-4610. What is In the Loop's official statement for removing Deshaun Watson's voice from our show intro? Should I tweet that out?
Yes.
All right.
What is our official, and there's a lot of Loopholes listening. Shout out to you. If you listen, you are one. We need an official statement. 713-572-4610. We need an official statement on removing Deshaun Watson's voice from the intro. It had to be done.
It had to be done.
And you know,
we're not passing judgment, but as I said yesterday, this is a business. A lot of people are being rubbed the wrong way. No pun intended. At least we weren't too quick with it. As the words were coming out, I knew that was a bad statement. So it's out there at Lopez on Sports on Twitter. What is In the Loop's official statement for removing Deshaun Watson's voice from our show intro?
Now, I got to say, I thought I pulled a fast one on the Loopholes, and I think I kind of did.
Mm-hmm.
But even 2 weeks ago, I decided that while it is okay to let the legal process play out with this Deshaun Watson situation, I did kind of have to sneak the slime season picture of me and Deshaun Watson sniffing the finger off your profile picture. Yeah, I just didn't think it was
slime season.
I just didn't think it was appropriate to have that as a profile picture.
Right.
So this has been a work in progress. We've wondered, you know, he's going to get traded. We thought he was going to get traded, so we've been wondering when should we remove Deshaun Watson's voice from the intro, as the standoff has been going on now for about 4 months. We've been having that discussion in the lab, Figgy and I, but between that and between everything that's gone on, In the Loop has removed Deshaun Watson's voice from the intro. Sad days.
It is a sad day. And just to be clear, we're not passing judgment. We're just recognizing the sensitivity of the situation. Ooh, maybe that needs to be in the statement. Recognizing the sensitivity of the statement, In the Loop has chosen to remove Deshaun Watson's.
I'm going to put you on the spot.
Okay.
By noon, I want an official statement from John Lopez on In the Loop removing Deshaun Watson's segment. Voice. From
I'll give it to you at 10:13.
The intro. All right. We'll get it. All right, let's get it. I'm going to put you on the spot. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610. So Rusty Harden had a response this morning. He's basically contesting the anonymity of the complaints and has issue with how the plaintiffs have filed lawsuits. So the next play from the Deshaun Watson camp / legal team, Rusty Harden, basically just saying, look, man, this anonymity, we've got to get this out there at this point, and we can't just be throwing out numbers and accusations and lawsuits without that. So I think that's the next step for Rusty Harden and Deshaun Watson. That's what they decided to do. It's a counter. It's more of a under-the-radar type counter. Could be the first step towards some sort of settlement, because now you can actually get into the nitty-gritty if this does happen, and then he and Tony Busby can work together and figure this out. Because I do think that if these conversations do get had, I don't think we're going to see Rusty Harden like coming out and like exposing any potential accusers that he thinks might not their stories might not line up. I think this is just the first step towards, all right, let's close the doors, let's figure this out, let's look at these 22. Let's see what we got to do, and let's quit making this a spectacle. Let's quit doing what we got going on right
it's
now.
A necessary thing from a legal perspective for him. You know, presuming and him filing this, I think, you know, confirms that. Presuming that he still doesn't have all the names. We know he has at least two, probably a few more. He needs to do this. But it's also – it's legal gymnastics. You know, this is something – it's sort of just tweaking – the court system and Tony Busby to get this thing done, get the names. It's legal filings. It's contesting rules of order, contesting several things on the legal front. It's a necessary move. It's a smart move. It should work. I think any judge will make sure that Tony Busby turns over these names. I still think it's kind of water gun to a gunfight kind of thing.
Sometimes that's all you got in the legal game.
Yeah. I still think it's kind of a water gun to a gunfight.
Not a good thing to have at a gunfight, but it's at least an attempt to try to get some sort of control, some sort of grasp of this situation. That's the latest play from the Deshaun Watson legal team. Also, round here, the Houston Astros. Home opener, opening night tonight at the Juice Box. First time Astros fans will get to watch the Houston Astros play since one of the most heartbreaking losses in recent memory, maybe one of the most heartbreaking losses in the history of sports in this city. Game 7 of the World Series in 2019. This is going to be the first time since then that the Houston Astros will play at the Juice Box in front of fans. Just think about that. Gerrit Cole, still a Houston Astro. A.J. Hinch, still the manager of the Houston Astros. Jeff Luhnow, still the GM of the Houston Astros. The cheating scandal, not really front and center, really hadn't heard much about it. The Astros were still, I don't want to say beloved, because they did have that swagger and there was a lot of haters going to hate type vibes. But this is the first time in a long time that the city of Houston, the sports fans, the loopholes will get to go to the Juice Box and watch the best team in town play baseball.
That was, I think I got this date right, October 30th, 2019, somewhere in there. It was at the very end of October, maybe the 1st of November. I took my two sons took me. It was a very, very touching thing for me because they bought me a ticket after all the tickets and games I've taken them to, and I was so excited, and we go to the World Series, and I tweeted that picture this morning, and it seems like how much has changed. Like, I was thinking just on a personal level. You laid it out for the Astros, you know, Luhnow and Hinch, et cetera. One of the guys in that picture, my oldest son, has gotten engaged. The other one has gone through a girlfriend and now is in a very serious and good relationship. Everything in the world, obviously, in our worlds, and the family has changed. Within, what, 5 months, we were all shut down. It's remarkable, everything that has changed since that moment. I can still hear the crack of the bat and the home run coming right over our heads, over the right field fence that was a killer for the Astros.
I mean, you're right. It was October 30th, 2019. That was the last time that Astros fans got to watch play. And I mean, that was A.J. Hinch. That was Luno. That was looking for that second World Series, hottest ticket in town. There was an absolute buzz. And by the way, at that time, the Texans were 2 weeks removed from the win over the Kansas City Chiefs on the road. It was 3 days after Deshaun Watson got kicked in the eye against the Raiders and rolled out and threw the touchdown. There was a lot going on and a lot has changed. Here we are. The Deshaun Watson brand is crumbling. Jeff Luno, AJ Hinch gone. Gerrit Cole right after that game. I'm a representative of myself. He's now in pinstripes. It's been a lot going on. It's going to be nice to get out there to the juice box. Now, it does look a little bit different because there has been some construction. I know some of the businesses that used to be around the yard are gone, but I'm looking forward to going out there. I'm going out there with my pops. I'm going to check out some opening day, and hopefully they continue to rough up the A's because the Astros have one loss. The A's just got their first win yesterday. So what better way to enjoy the best sports product in town for the first time in a long time than to rough up those damn Oakland A's?
On October 30th, 2019, this was the starting Texans offense. Tell me what happened to these guys. Deshaun Watson.
Probably gone.
Carlos Hyde.
No, thank you. We'd rather have David Johnson.
Will Fuller.
Sorry, sir. Take your talents to South Beach.
DeAndre Hopkins.
We're going to send you to the desert for a bag of peanuts.
Jordan Akins.
Still lingering.
Laremy Tunsil.
One of the worst trades in the history of the Houston Texans organization. Still here.
Max Sharping.
Got engaged, got soft.
Nick Martin.
Took the blocking sled to Vegas.
Zach Fulton.
Got his ass cut.
And Titus Howard.
Still here, still tweeting, very strangely.
This is your word, but I have to use it. Bro.
Now, don't give me credit for bro.
I'm saying you use it a lot.
When I get credit, but let's not give me credit for bro.
But you use it a lot.
That's basically every token white guy in the world that uses the word bro, if we're being honest.
I know. But being the token white guy on this show, right, Figgy? it's a word that you use a lot. Bro. Deshaun, Carlos Hyde, Will Fuller, DeAndre Hopkins. I mean, come on. It's crazy. This was the last time the Astros played a game. That was your starting offense.
Get to go to the juice box.
You're
very
going,
excited.
Huh?
Oh, I'm going. I'm pumped. I'm excited. I think I'm going to make the walk. I think I'm going to walk from my crib down there just to soak in downtown. I want to walk past that Jack in the Box downtown where anytime you're in the drive-through, someone comes up to you and tries to wash your windows. I just want to take in the entire environment. I'm going to walk down West Alabama all the way through downtown. I'm going to walk by the Greyhound station and just be giving out high fives. Giving out high fives. Screw the Rona.
Absolutely.
Better have a glove on.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Pig bumps. With you. I'm going out. Forget the fist bumps, man. I want to embrace the downtown Rona. I ain't been able to do that in a long time.
Brace the downtown Rona. You just said that.
You better keep your ass home tomorrow.
Yes, Landry Locker, speaking of sensitivity.
John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Coming up, everything that has changed for the Astros, the Texans, and for Deshaun Watson in what seems to be a very long yet short time. Next.
Coronavirus!
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop. With John Lopez and Landry Locker.
It has been pretty nice having the fans in the stadium, actually. I thought I enjoyed it last year without them, but it's been, so far, I'd say it's been pretty nice having the fans. And going home will be really nice also.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610. You're just tuning in. low point for the Deshaun Watson brand. We already know Nike suspended the relationship. Beats by Dre, Reliance Energy, as well as HEB outs. And now the real lead, Deshaun Watson's voice no longer a part of the In the Loop intro. His voice no longer heard. Instead, we're just going to hear some Still Tipping lyrics.
No wrong with that.
We have an official... No, it's one of the best songs in the history of this city. What does In the Loop have to say for themselves with this decision to present the official statement of In the Loop and representing the brand? John Lopez has the official statement right here on Sports Radio 610.
In lieu of allegations involving Deshaun Watson, In the Loop no longer will use his voice in our official show intro. The allegations are exactly that, allegations, but In the Loop chooses to move forward and be, quote, legendary in other ways. Thank you. That is all we have to say on this topic.
All right, there we go. Stay tuned. That's where we're at right now, and that's where Deshaun Watson is at. We got to pour one out for something that we thought we were going to be able to enjoy for the next decade. I think we need to do this at 10:35. Might need some Miss My Homies for this, because not only is the Deshaun Watson brand dying, but the death of something that we thought we were going to get to enjoy for 10 years is no longer with us. And that is the rivalry between Patrick Mahomes and Deshaun Watson. We're just going to relive that. We're going to talk about what's next, what it was at 10:30. But speaking of what it was, the Houston Astros, you just heard Zach Greinke. The Houston Astros are returning to the juice box. And the biggest story is that the fans are going to be in attendance for the first time since October 30th of 2019, when A.J. Hinch wet the bed, let down the team and let down the city, really, with one of the worst managerial jobs that you will ever see a manager have in a Game 7. As you look at everything that's changed, it seems like a long time, but for everything that's happened, it's really 17, 18 months since this has happened. What has actually happened in this city, and especially with that ball club since then, is really quite remarkable. A.J. Hinch gone. Jeff Luhnow gone. Astros exposed as cheaters. Maybe the most hated team in sports. Gerrit Cole gone. Justin Verlander, Tommy John. Roberto Osuna gone. George Springer gone. Dusty Baker, the new manager. James Click, the new GM. And then we haven't even gotten to the football team yet. And oh, by the way, James Harden gone. Daryl Morey gone. Chris Paul gone.
Yeah.
Bill O'Brien gone. Deshaun Watson about to be gone. DeAndre Hopkins gone. Will Fuller gone. J.J. Watt gone. Look at everything that has happened since the last time.
J.J. Watt was like a footnote of all those. That's how much things have changed. It's a true, you know, life comes at you fast, but it's also a commentary and a testament to how these teams have performed. I mean, the Texans were very close to the, literally, very close to the top of the mountain. And now they are an expansion team in essence. That's since the last time the Astros played a game at Minute Maid Park. They have gone from one step away, pretty much, if you know, at the 24-0 lead, to basically an expansion team with probably what's going to end up 80% of their roster turned over. That's just the Texans. Rockets, of course. I mean, D'Antoni. I mean, just everything that's happened over that course of that time.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. And now you go to the juice box. I'm just wondering what it's going to be like. I anticipate this being, although it's not going to be 100% full capacity, I anticipate this being one of the louder crowds that we've heard at the Astros game. I was actually talking to someone who's covered baseball for a long time the other day, and he said that when it's at its loudest, by the way, the roof's going to be open too.
Mm-hmm.
So they are opening the roof.
Well, obvious reasons.
He said that the loudest that he has ever heard a baseball game is the juice box whenever the Astros fans are rowdy and locked in. And I just anticipate that this is going to be one of the louder crowds that we've heard. And I know that's a hell of a statement.
No, I agree with you.
Just because it's not going to be, you know, there's not going to be as much bulk.
21,000 is going to sound like 70,000.
Yes, and it's going to be very exciting. And you're going to have the intros. So yep. Get there early if you're going out to the juice box. You're going to have the intros where, you know, you introduce each player. I anticipate that being very loud. There's some new renovations outside the stadium as well as inside the stadium. Brandon Scott was covering, had the Michelob Ultra Bar out there in right field. I just anticipate a very, very loud atmosphere. And let's be honest, it's the Whoopi. You got the Rockets rebuilding. You got the Texans Texaning last year and now. I mean, this is the one team in town that you can say that team is solid. That organization is ran very well. So even more reason for excitement. And by the way, there's probably some cabin fever. Many people, the majority, are going to be going to their first sporting event in a long time.
That's what I wanted to touch on. I'm glad you brought that up. Just the release of the pent-up passion, right? I can see it in you. When I walked in this morning, I mean, you got your Astros orange on. You're kind of bouncing around, eager to get to the game, get there early. You're going to walk to the game and just soak it all in. That's one person, man. And then when the lights come on and those guys are introduced and then they take the field and then they throw the first pitch, the release of the pent-up passion for sports in general, but the Astros in particular, and actually being there, I believe they said it's going to be around about 21,000 people. It's going to sound so much bigger. You talk about all the new bells and whistles. I know people are going to experience them, and I know there's been some stories out there. But I do want to share this because some people just like to carry cash around. Did you see the reverse ATMs?
Yeah, you can put in cash and get a card.
That is sweet.
Well,
how many times could you have used something like that?
It can be awkward, though, because what if you get out too much? Then they're just making you come back to the ballpark.
Bingo. Like, let's say you want helmet ice cream. Dude, you got to get helmet ice cream, man.
Nah.
You got to get helmet ice cream.
I'm good on that.
It's the first time you'll be able to do that.
I'm good on
peanuts
that.
Peanuts for sure. Or a hot dog. Peanuts or a hot dog.
Maybe.
And then helmet ice cream.
Are they not going to have bottomless soda now?
I don't know. God.
I might not.
But the reverse ATM.
Are they going to have a ketchup pump?
No, I doubt it. I seriously doubt it.
All right, I'm not going.
Yeah, you are.
No, canceled.
Yeah, you are.
Canceled. Pops,
for those who don't
know, get rid of my ticket.
They're only taking.
If there's no ketchup or mustard pump, there's no hot dog for me, and there is no attendance. I am not going to the game.
Listen to what I just mentioned. It's touchless in every way. You got to use your card, and if you don't have a card, you could put cash into a machine and get an Astros.
Why can't we have a touchless ketchup pump? They have a touchless sink. You're telling me I can't have a touchless ketchup and mustard pump?
That's $1 million idea right there.
They're probably working on it.
Yeah, that's $1 million idea right there.
If there's no ketchup pump, there's no me.
The pumps are awesome.
Mustard, no ketchup pump, ketchup, no me.
I know the relish can be a little awkward because it spits out globs, but I love relish.
No, they
dog.
Have a spoon for the relish.
No, I've seen ketchup pump.
Yeah, they have the when they actually pump the relish, it gets a little watery, but they also have a spoon.
Yeah.
Spoon section. And they got the jalapenos.
And it comes out in globs.
And they're always stingy with the jalapenos too up there.
Mustard, ketchup, relish, and
like
onion.
McDonald's with the sauce.
Boom. There's your Astros hot dog.
I'm not going.
Yeah, you
no
are.
Ketchup. No, I'm serious. No ketchup pump, no me.
You are not serious.
End of it. Not going. Sell my ticket, Pops. Landry Locker, John Lopez. Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610. As the Deshaun Watson brand continues to fall apart, I cannot help but think about the decade of an awesome rivalry that we were cheated out of. That's next.
We're making the stories from outside the loop matter to you. This is Localize It, presented by Westside Lexus. You're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader. Sports Radio 610. Sports Radio 610. Houston Texans breaking news.
All right, we got a statement from Rusty Harden, the attorney for Deshaun Watson. Here it is. Quote, courtesy of Aaron Wilson of the Houston Chronicle. We said this before and we want to say it again. Deshaun did not force, coerce, or intimidate anyone to do anything against their will. When we asked Mr. Busby to identify his clients weeks ago, he refused and told us to file a motion. Today, we filed that motion. As discussed in our filing, Mr. Busby's use of anonymous lawsuits violates Texas law and the basic concepts of fairness. It is clear that for Mr. Busby, this case has never been about seeking justice in a courtroom, but destroying Deshaun's reputation to enhance his own public profile and enrich himself. While I understand that anonymity often is used as a shield for victims, Mr. Busby is using it as a sword while shielding his... While we asked Mr. Busby to identify his clients weeks ago, he refused and told us to file a motion. Today, we filed it while shielding his victims and increasing his own persona. That's a statement from Rusty Harden.
Yeah, it's pretty strong. I think it starts strong and ends strong. It still may be sort of posturing, you know, saying, you know, in terms of if there's going to be a settlement, he's threatening that he'll go to lawsuit if that he'll go to court if that settlement is not something that they think would be fair. First of all, starting strong. Deshaun did not force, coerce, or intimidate anyone to do anything against their will. That's a strong statement from Rusty Harden. He's basically saying force, coerce, or intimidate. In other words, in no way did Deshaun do this. We'll see, obviously. And then ending it very strong. While shielding his clients from public scrutiny, Mr. Busby continues to use their anonymous allegations to destroy Mr. Watson. This is simply not right. And here's the key part. And we look forward to resolving these matters in court. So you could interpret this either way as, oh, okay. So he's not going to buckle. He's going to see him in court. Or it's another sort of I called it earlier, the legal gymnastics, his filings to get the names and et cetera, which is what he's talking about here. Or it's just his way of saying threatening court if they don't get the right settlement in his view. So it's strong. Again, start strong, end strong. But you can interpret it truly either way.
Probably should have been the only thing that they really said the last couple of days, they being Rusty Harden and Deshaun's defense team, if you ask me. That'll be available at sportsradio610.com shortly if you want to read Rusty Harden's statement. The Deshaun brand continues to die. The legal battle continues to intensify. And I think we can pour one out for the rivalry that I think we were all looking to enjoy, at least around here, between Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes. Here's grumpy-ass J.J. Watts, the 2020 version of J.J. Watt. Just a miserable guy to hear, quite honestly. Here is J.J. Watt talking about the Deshaun Watson-Patrick Mahomes rivalry.
They both throw a lot of touchdowns and do really good out there. I can't evaluate quarterbacks. I just chase them, that's all.
All right, there you go, JJ.
Thank you, JJ.
Very good. Thank you, grumpy-ass JJ. Hopefully you're brightening up out there in the desert. Now, there were three meetings between Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes. The Texans actually won the first on the road in 2019. Later on that year in the postseason, the divisional rounds, 24-0 lead in Kansas City. They take the L, and then, of course, the opener of the 2020 NFL season, Texans take a nail. So as a Texan, Deshaun Watson finishes 1-2 versus Patrick Mahomes. Here is Deshaun Watson talking about his relationship with Patrick Mahomes as we continue to mourn the death of the rivalry that could have been.
We kind of go way back from early college days, being able to, you know, work out in California, Southern California together with Jordan Palmer and different other coaches and throughout college and different camps. So, you know, we're real good friends and have a lot of mutual friends and kind of things in common.
You know, as I'm listening to this, it just occurs to me, we were talking, I know we've had this discussion, we could see these guys going at it for 10 or 12 years with Deshaun in Texans uniform. Now, Deshaun's going to probably have to sit out a little bit this year, but that rivalry isn't necessarily over, but if he goes to an NFC team or, you know, depending on how often they get to see each other and what happens, it has certainly taken a big setback.
Now, I keep hearing about this not being a rivalry because the Chiefs were so much better. To me, I think the fact that the Chiefs were so much better made it even more of a rivalry. Because I'm not talking about teams. This is an individual rivalry. And I think when you looked at this, I think there was a certain level, because people knew how the Texans were run compared to the Chiefs, there was a certain level of almost like you looked at Deshaun Watson as a victim. You looked at Deshaun Watson as a guy who was just fighting a battle that was almost impossible to win. So I think it actually added to the rivalry, the Chiefs being that much better than the Texans. This was the people's champ. This guy was going out there and he was going to try his damnedest to not let his team lose. And that, I think that kind of added to the rivalry, the fact that Deshaun was that much of an underdog. We thought these were going to be two of the top five quarterbacks. It's not about the franchise. It's about the battles that these two guys had. And in that little year and a half stretch or whatever it was, some pretty good games. I mean, I know the season opener got away from the Texans and the Chiefs ended up taking it away. But, I mean, it was prime time. It was the NFL season opener. It was built around Mahomes and Watson. You had the 24-0 meltdown, and you had Deshaun getting Patrick Mahomes. This is something that we were looking forward to for a long, long time, and it really would have only taken one time for Texans fans to feel satisfied. Tom Brady got the best of Peyton Manning more times than not when he was a Colts and when Brady was a Patriot, but it was still a rivalry.
It was a big-time rivalry, and the other part is you knew that Deshaun Watson didn't have, you know, the complementary pieces that Mahomes had. So you always felt like, okay, what kind of magic is he going to pull out of his hat by himself? You know, and that kind of made it a rivalry as well.
That was the soldier in him. Here was Deshaun Watson as we pour one out for what could have been the Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson versus Patrick Mahomes, the rivalry that never was. Here's Deshaun Watson talking to Carmelo Anthony about his rivalry / relationship with Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes.
I really just stayed locked in on me. When I talk to him, when we, you know, train together, I learn what I can to try to apply it to my game. But I just stay focused on my craft and the people around me and being that servant leader and just building what I got to build to be able to stay at the top and with the elite. Of course, I see what they're doing, and I'm trying to make sure, you know, if they have a better game this week, I got to make sure that I got to be better than next week. And I try to, you know, compete with myself all the time and then also keep them in the back of my head that, you know what I'm saying, I feel like I'm the top quarterback. I feel like I'm the best guy in the league. And I got to have that confidence each and every day when I step on the field.
All right.
And that's not changing. You know, everything that's going on, he might be affected, certainly shortly after he returns to football, you know, mentally and emotionally, and it might affect his game a little bit. But that Deshaun Watson is still going to train like he always has, still have the confidence he always has had.
You sure?
Still making plays. Like,
you
I
sure?
Think I think it might affect him in the short term. Over the course of time, he's still going to – I mean, just the competitiveness of him is going to take over, right?
Yeah. I don't know if he's going to have as much confidence. Who knows? Yeah. We'll see. Here was – this is really the overall money quote of this whole thing. Deshaun Watson talking to Michael Vick before the season, before he signed his contract. This was on the aftermath of Patrick Mahomes signing the deal that he signed. And this was Deshaun Watson basically just summarizing the situation he was in compared to the situation that Patrick Mahomes was in.
My situation, and I don't want to say nothing too crazy, it's just kind of, it's a little different in here. You know, just signing a deal for, you know, 10 years, like, what do I want in my career, in my football career, where I want to be for a long period of time? I love Houston. I love the organization. I love the teammates. I love the players. But all that stuff is always changing, always changing. So, you know, trying to get, you know, exactly what we want and make sure it's the best deal, you know, because things change so much. So you got to, you know, get everything you can out of, you know, especially that first one.
There you go. My situation is different, a.k.a. Chiefs are a big boy organization. The Texans keep Texaning. Here's Patrick Mahomes, the guy who's continuing to roll. Focus is the word that James Palmer used to describe Patrick Mahomes' offseason. Just think about what's happened this offseason. Patrick Mahomes has had a kid.
Yeah.
He's opened Whataburgers in Kansas City.
That's a great pull for him, man.
He's continued to get endorsement deals. He's trying to get healthy. He's spending some time with his girl, who he's known since he was in middle school. And look what's happened with Deshaun Watson.
Cast is off his leg now, according to social media this morning.
Man. Here's Patrick Mahomes in the past talking about Deshaun Watson.
For sure. I think you saw that with the last year and the year before that. You see Deshaun and the Texans are a great football team. They have a lot of great talent around him, and he makes a lot of big plays in big games. And so I think I said something to him last year at the end of the game and that we're going to have these battles for a long time. And we're two opponents in the same same conference at AFC, so I'm sure I'll play a lot of games against them.
Well, I don't know about the surrounded by a lot of talent or the same conference. We'll see about that. It is sad. It's sad. With sports is about these things. You want to see, you know, Tyson Holyfield, Ollie Frazier. You want to see Manning and Brady. Tiger Phil, shout out to the Masters that opens today. It's what it's all about, and you feel like you're being deprived a little bit.
Here's Patrick Mahomes talking about the future rivalry between Deshaun and himself. A lot of people saying this isn't a rivalry. Don't take my word for it. I think we were heading in that direction, and so does Patrick Mahomes.
If you've watched Deshaun since college, and I'm sure even since high school, they're never out of a game. I mean, he's someone that can make big plays happen no matter what the scenario is, and he's going to fight until the end. And so you know that going into the game, so you know that coming in as an offense and as a defense and as a team, you have to make sure that you're on top of it all game long. It's going to be a 60-minute fight or even longer or whatever it takes. I mean, you have to make sure that you come in with that mentality that you're going to play your best football every single snap.
There you go. Patrick Mahomes.
You know, the thing is, you've heard me talk. I've spoken with you about this, Landry and Figgy. I really enjoy when my teams play the highest competition. You know, you can roll the ball out there if you're U of H and, you know, beat a Division II team. I always like to see the highest level of competition because it makes everybody better and it elevates the game. That's what this is about. You know, we're going to miss, at least in the short term, Patrick Mahomes bringing out the best in Deshaun Watson.
I just miss being able to watch on Sundays, even when you were in the middle of a bad season, and you could just watch that one guy.
Yeah.
Lay it on the line. Leave it on the field. Deshaun Watson loses. The Texans have no hope, and Deshaun Watson, after the bad snap, is sitting on the bench, head down, defeated. You just wanted to give the guy a hug and say, Deshaun, it's going to be all right. We're gonna keep fighting for you. You're going to figure this out. I know that you're having to go against your own organization. I know Bill O'Brien is a football idiot. I know Jack Easterby is basically playing make-believe football exec. But we're here for you. And it doesn't matter if you go against Patrick Mahomes and his organization and Lamar Jackson and his organization. Eventually, we're going to get over this hump. And it's only going to take one time. When you stack up the Super Bowls that Mahomes has, yes, there's going to be more trophies on his side. But it's just going to take that one time. And now we don't have it. It was 9 months ago. These two guys were two of the faces of the NFL. This is just a little promo video that was making the rounds leading up to the season opener last year. Mahomes versus Deshaun Watson. Two of the faces of the NFL. Two powerful brands. Two recognizable faces. 9 months ago, this is the hype that was being presented for what was supposed to be one of the great rivalries in the NFL for the next decade.
Hey, Deshaun, you think this is fair, man?
What's not fair, Pat?
You know, starting the season, playing each other. I mean, people haven't had football in forever, and suddenly it's going to be like...
Got a man! Touchdown! Look out! Tyreek Hill!
Come on!
Nah, I think it'd be more like...
There he goes! Wow. Deep downfield! Unbelievable!
Agree to disagree.
I guess we'll find out on the 10th.
Boom!
Man. There you go. And here we are. Not going to happen. If it happens, it's not going to be here. It's going to be a different situation for Deshaun Watson. It's going to be really a different Deshaun Watson, a different brand, because the brand continues to crumble. Endorsements continue to get lost. Rusty Harden, if you're just tuning in, has put out a statement. They are trying to get the identity of these accusers and questioning the ethics of Tony Busby, saying it's against Texas law, the way in which he's been putting out this information, saying this is not about empowering women. This is about embarrassing and smearing the name of Deshaun Watson. So the legal battle is intensifying. That's the next play from Deshaun Watson's legal team. We'll see how that plays out. But it appears Rusty Harden at the very least, is trying to get into the courtroom to prevent some of what he considers shenanigans to continue happening, courtesy of Tony Busby.
Yeah, legal filings, trying to get it done, posturing. It was to be expected. It happened today. I thought his statement was pretty strong. And just an FYI, the Kansas City Chiefs do not play the Miami Dolphins in 2021. However, they do play the Broncos. They might be in the mix.
Raiders twice.
Raiders twice, of course. Maybe that's about it of potential. But the potential Deshaun.
The other thing I think is crazy that is that even if Mahomes and Watson, if Watson gets on the other side of this and he faces whatever he's got coming, if he does get on the other side of this, it's not going to be looked at the same, because Deshaun Watson was almost like the people's champ because he was going against Goliath. He was going against the powerhouse offense that was the Kansas City Chiefs. People were throwing out the word dynasty, and he was just the underdog. Now, all of a sudden, I think Mahomes becomes the guy that that most people are rooting for, and Deshaun is almost, until he repairs his image or whatever, to many. And this is just the reality of the situation, and this is why Beats is bailing. This is why a bunch of endorsements are being taken away from Deshaun Watson. He's almost going to be looked at as kind of the villain in this situation. So even if it does continue, even if it's not dead, I think it's dead in Houston. And I think the way in which we've looked at it, the way in which we've approached it, two very likable guys unanimously, that's no longer the case, no matter what does happen, at least in the short term.
Yes, Patrick Mahomes could very well be making a lot more money now because of Deshaun Watson. I mean, you know, it's all, you know, all these companies like to associate themselves with the best images. They vet these guys, which is another part of the surprising thing with Deshaun Watson. These companies don't do it casually. Oh, there's a big name, let's hire him. No, they do vet their potential endorsers and marketing partners. Maybe Trevor Lawrence makes more money because of what's happening with Deshaun Watson. It's hard to say.
Let's see what happens. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. One of the women who Tony Busby called out at his press conference is coming to the defense of Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson has someone in his corner. You'll hear what she had to say next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.